the coming Spirit of Truth. My Father shall give you another Comforter, another Paraclete. In spite of the disciples' dazed condition, or perhaps because of it, Jesus' wondrous words of hope entered their grieving hearts as cool waters to souls parched by the drought of imminent bereavement. One is coming, one just like I am. My Father will give him to you. You will not be alone, abandoned, orphaned, Jesus said. His words of hope entered so deeply into their memories that they could accurately recall them years later. Out of his deep compassion for his beloved followers, Jesus opened the book of eternal secrets, secrets hidden from the beginning of the world. Word by word, secret by secret, Jesus unfolded the mystery of the Holy Spirit and his impending advent. By revealing various names of the coming Comforter, Jesus defined his essence and his very nature. His name is the Spirit of Truth. Jesus proclaimed him, a glorious name, a name by which the Paraclete would forever be known. This was a new name, a name Jesus had never before used for the Spirit of God. Three different times in this conversation, Jesus used that name for the Paraclete. And in that way, he strongly emphasized the importance of this high attribute of his nature. By using the name Spirit of Truth, Jesus confirmed that the intrinsic nature of the Comforter was of the same triune God from which Jesus proceeded. It is a foundational element of immutable truth that is an eternal attribute of the divine nature. The Spirit of Truth and the Paraclete would be one and the same person. He would have the same attribute of truth and of the Father's nature as Jesus the Son. Jesus, the beloved Son, sent from the Father, proclaimed, I am truth. Therefore, the coming Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, would be of the same nature and naturally be the Spirit of Truth. Names reveal nature or character. In Scripture, each name accorded to God reveals an outstanding feature of the divine nature. The names of God reveal his essential attributes that he chooses to make known unto man. They are like windows in the opaque ceiling that isolates earth from heaven. Each of his names is an aperture for the light of the all-mysterious nature of the Almighty Triune Deity to shine through to men. By revealing his various names, God gave specific but partial revelation of his attributes, character, and nature. Indubitably, he has many other names that he has never given to men. Possibly, he has names that he has not yet revealed to the angels, and are names yet to be revealed in future aeons. We read in Revelation 19:12 that he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. From time to time throughout the millenniums of human history, God reached into his treasury and gave another name of himself to man. Each name revealed a new and yet unknown facet of his mysterious and divine substance. 4,000 years of known human history passed before God revealed to man perhaps the most loved and used of all his names, the name Jesus. Neither patriarch nor prophet ever knew or used the name of Jesus. The name of the Blessed Redeemer, as the name of the second person of the Trinity, because the Saviorhood of the Eternal Son was not as yet known unto man. Some of his names are known and loved more than others. The names of God the Church cherishes more than others are the names that pertain to his attributes most loved or needed. In his desire to communicate with man, God gave the world many of his names so that they might learn to know their Creator and Redeemer more thoroughly.